Hi, I'm Pastor Tim Goad of Free Grace Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. If you'll allow me, I'd like for you to consider what is perhaps the most important question you'll ever answer. Are you in a saving relationship with Jesus Christ? Now, why is this so important? Well, it's important because each member of the human race is born with two very serious problems. Number one, we're born as sinners, alienated from God. As the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, through one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Two chapters previous to this, he tells us that there is none righteous, not even one, that there is none who understands, there is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside, together they have become useless. There is not one who does good, not even one. This scathing indictment applies to every man, woman, and child who has or ever will inhabit this earth. This applies to you. The second serious problem that each and every member of the human race is born with is based on the first. If we are all sinners, alienated from God, if there is none righteous among us, none who understands, none who seeks after God, then that means if we expect to escape an eternity in hell, forever separated from God, we desperately need a Savior. Now here's the good news. God provided that Savior through the provision of His only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now don't be fooled by the claims of other religions. Don't play games with your immortal soul, insisting that one religion is just as good as another and that if you'll only live a good life, God will accept you into heaven regardless of what path you took to get there. We've already established from God's Word that devoid of any righteousness to commend yourself to God, you are hopelessly lost. And yet from that same Word, we find the good news of the Gospel through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The Apostle Peter makes this abundantly clear in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 when he says this. He says, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me." So, how will you respond to your current predicament? You're certainly free to throw this recording in the trash and to write me off as yet another religious nutcase, but I would ask you to reconsider your standing before a thrice holy God and to heed the words of the Apostle Paul, who said this in Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 11. He said, "The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed." Will you believe today? The condition of your eternal soul depends on your answer to this most important question. If you'd like to hear more, why don't you consider visiting us at Free Grace Baptist Church of San Antonio? We're located at 1801 Thorain Boulevard. That's right off Interstate 10 and West Avenue. Our services each Lord's Day are at 9:45, 11 a.m., and 1:30 p.m. Prayer meeting is held every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. If you'd like to know more and perhaps listen to the preaching and teaching that goes on at Free Grace, please visit our sermon audio website at www.sermonaudio.com/Free Grace Baptist. Thank you very much. And if you've not yet believed on the Lord, may today be the day of your salvation.